a photograph or something.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good to see you in the house of the Lord. Again, whether that be here in person or also joining us online. Who or what are you chasing after in this life? Do we and will we chase after the same things in our later years as we do or did in our youth? And what do we hope to achieve through such chasing? Jesus reminds us of what it is that our life is to be focused on and why that is to be the case. Because there are many influencers on our life. But there ought to be only one that is to be the influencer on our life. More on that as we get into our hour of worship. And this is a special day. Happy Mother's Day to the mothers among us. You get that one day a year. Every day should be a blessed Mother's Day. And it is by God's grace, but may we who have our mothers truly appreciate our mothers while we have them. To God be the glory as we now turn our attention to the invocation. It's found for us on page 3 of the bulletin. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you.
And also with you.
O Lord, keep our ears attentive to your word through word and song. For the Lord is good, and his love endures forever.
His faithfulness continues through all generations.
Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth.
Worship the Lord with gladness, coming before him with joyful songs.
I invite you to stand. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your unfailing love.
According to your great compassion, blot out my transgressions. For I know my transgressions, and my sin is always before me.
We have come into the presence of God, who created us to love and serve him as his dear children. But we have disobeyed him and deserve only his wrath and punishment. Therefore, let us confess our sins to him and plead for his mercy. Merciful Father in heaven, I am altogether sinful from birth. In countless ways I have sinned against you and do not deserve to be called your child. But trusting in Jesus, my Savior, I pray, have mercy on me. According to your unfailing love, cleanse me from my sin and take away my guilt.
God, our Heavenly Father, has forgiven all your sins,
by the perfect life and innocent death of our Lord Jesus Christ. He has removed your guilt forever. You are his own dear child. May God give you strength to live according to his will.
Amen. Thanks be to God.
In the peace of forgiveness, let us praise the Lord. Let us pray. O Lord Jesus Christ, you are the good shepherd who laid down your life for the sheep. Lead us now to the still waters of your life-giving word, that we may abide in your Father's house forevermore.
For we live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Please be seated. We're at the fourth Sunday of Easter, a reading from Holy Scripture, Ezekiel 34, a reminder that the Lord God always looks after his own. I will make a covenant of peace with them and rid the land of savage beasts so that they may live in the wilderness and sleep in the forests in safety. I will make them and the places surrounding my hill a blessing. I will send down showers in season. There will be showers of blessing. The trees will yield their fruit, and the ground will yield its crops. The people will be secure in their land. They will know that I am the Lord when I break the bars of their yoke and rescue them from the hands of those who enslave them. They will no longer be plundered by the nations, nor will wild animals devour them. They will live in safety, and no one will make them afraid. I will provide for them a land renowned for its crops, and they will no longer be victims of famine in the land or bear the scorn of the nations. Then they will know that I, the Lord their God, am with them, and that they, the Israelites, are my people, declares the sovereign Lord. You are my sheep, the sheep of my pasture, and I am your God, declares the sovereign Lord. The word of the Lord. Though believers may and will face difficult times on this side of heaven, remember that God does still keep his promises. A reminder, in this reading from Holy Scripture, Revelation 7. After this I looked, and there before me was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, tribe, people, and language, standing before the throne and before the Lamb. They were wearing white robes and were holding palm branches in their hands. And they cried out in a loud voice, read with me, "Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." All the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures. They fell down on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, saying, "Amen.
Praise and glory and wisdom and thanks and honor and power and strength be to our God forever and ever. Amen."
Thank you.
Then one of the elders asked me, "These in white robes, who are they, and where did they come from?" I answered, "Sir, you know." And he said, "These are they who have come out of the great tribulation, and they have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore, they are before the throne of God, and serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will shelter them with his presence. Never again will they hunger. Never again will they thirst. The sun will not beat down on them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd. He will lead them to springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Psalm 98. Sing to the Lord a new song. The Lord has made his salvation known,
and revealed his righteousness to the nations.
He has remembered his love and his faithfulness to the house of Israel.
All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God.
Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth.
Burst into jubilant song with music.
Make music to the Lord with the harp.
With the harp and the sound of singing.
Shout for joy before the Lord, the King.
He will judge the world in righteousness and the peoples with equity.
Please stand for our gospel reading. A reading from Holy Scripture, the Gospel of St. John, the 10th chapter, pointing out the fact that Jesus is the key to eternal life. And yes, this matters. Then came the festival of dedication at Jerusalem. It was winter, and Jesus was in the temple courts walking in Solomon's colonnade. The Jews who were there gathered around him, saying, "How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Messiah, tell us plainly." Jesus answered, "I did tell you, but you do not believe. The works I do in my Father's name testify about me. But you do not believe because you are not my sheep. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all. No one can snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and the Father are one. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to you, O Christ.
Please be seated as we continue with our hymn of the day.
Grace, mercy, and peace remain yours in great abundance, and this is from God our Father, made possible through our living Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. We want to focus our attention on these words from Scripture, Revelation 7. After this I looked, and there before me was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, tribe, people, and language, standing before the throne and before the Lamb. This is God's word, we pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Dear fellow redeemed by that rock and redeemer, the Lord Jesus Christ, who, thankfully, by his grace and sacrifice and what he has prepared for us, makes this life worth living. This world is full of, fill in the blank. This world is full of, you don't have to answer out loud, but if you want to, you're welcome to do so. It has to be clean, though. This world is full of sin. Can't go wrong with that word. Godlessness. Other forms of sin that this world is full of. Deceit. Envy. Discord. Hatred. And on and on. This leads us as believers in Jesus and knowing what He has prepared for us to say, come quickly, Lord Jesus. In the meantime, until the Lord brings about that day when He will bring this world as we know it to an end, it also then leads us to ask another question regarding this world and its future. What will this world be for our children and for our grandchildren? That can be a scary thought, but it doesn't have to be. Not everything in this world, thankfully, is doom and gloom. There are plenty of bright spots that we are to focus on as we go through this life. Those bright spots that we are to focus on as we go through this life, they are rooted in whose we are and what He has prepared for us, along with what He has us to do in the meantime. You know, we tend to think of only what is around us at the moment. Well, God reminds us in multiple ways to look beyond our square block radius, so to speak. There is a whole wide world out there which we are connected to in a variety of ways, and not just through modes of business. We are connected to it through faith. For there are countless faith brothers and sisters throughout the world, people who confess the same Lord as we do and have the same hope through this life as we have. Thanks be to God. And so though this world is full of hatred and discord and envy and godlessness and the like, keep in mind there is a place that is not. And while such might not be the case for while we're living here on this earth, even though it ought to be, that's what the Creator intended, thankfully we know that there is a day and a place when and where we will get to experience a life without hatred and the like. And that place, dear friends, is heaven. If we're looking to make a heaven here on earth, we're barking up the wrong tree. The Lord clearly reminds us of that in our readings for today, and especially in this reading from Revelation. While we have hope while here on this earth, that hope is not rooted in this earth, but in heaven. And more specifically, who is there in heaven? And speaking of heaven, note who is there before the throne of God. How do people get there? By the grace of God. God's grace is clearly laid out for us in the pages of Holy Scripture. And at the center of that grace is the Lord Jesus Christ, who is also called the Lamb. And as we went through the season of Lent and Holy Week and Good Friday, what a fitting description of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the Lamb. But not just during that particular church season, all year long. Because the Lamb, Jesus, was willing to sacrifice His own life for us so that we could be one day before the throne of God. And through that sacrifice that Jesus made, a sacrifice that was necessary because of the sins of this world, that this world is full of, the godlessness and the hatred and the envy and the discord, which we as Christians too often are guilty of committing ourselves. That sacrifice was made. Not so that we could go on hating and envying one another, but have the motivation to stop doing such. Knowing that our previous acts of hatred and envy and the like have been forgiven, to not be brought up against us again and again. And so through that sacrifice of Jesus, we are considered clean before God our Father. Not through our blood, not through the blood of any animal, but through the blood of His own Son, Jesus Christ, which purifies us from all sin. And so the writer John, by inspiration, also describes how we are able to be before the throne of God, and even before God now already. Because of that sacrifice of the Lamb, Jesus, we have been given white robes. We can't fully comprehend that white robe on this side of heaven, but one day we will. And what's amazing is that white robe fits us so beautifully. Again, not because of who we are or what we do, but because of who Jesus is and what He has done for us, all by God's grace. And we're connected to that grace through God's means of grace and all that comes with that grace, the gospel in word and sacrament. Hear these words from Galatians. So in Christ Jesus, you are all children of God through faith, not by works, but through faith. Not by your decision, but through faith. For all of you were baptized into Christ, have clothed yourselves with Christ. Do you feel the clothing of Christ on you? It was put on you at your baptism. Or through the faith that comes from hearing the word itself. God's tools, the means of grace to bring us into faith and to keep us in that faith. The gospel in word and sacrament, baptism, and the Lord's Supper. So how do we get before the throne of God? The answer is quite simple, and it's not one that we would come up with. And so it has been revealed to us through the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lamb, who sacrificed His life and took it back again. And through the means of grace, the Holy Spirit connects us to that saving work of Jesus so that we can be before the throne of God. Dear friends, we need to keep that picture in front of us at all times, right? Because this life, until we get to be before the throne of God, it's not easy, is it? I mean, life is difficult just in general. There's the aches and the pains that come with life. And we seem to discover more aches and pains with each passing day. And then there's the toil of work and the backbiting that goes on at work. We want to do good, but then we get quickly dragged away and caught up into the rumor mill. We listen to the news and there's this one sad story after another. Homes get broken into. Homes get destroyed. We live in fire danger season almost all year round, it seems, nowadays. Life is hard here on earth. And you know who really has it hard? Mothers. Do you know what the longest syllable in the English language is? Mom! It's not easy to be a mom, right? All the challenges that come. And the world is not in favor of moms, really. So hats off to mothers. What else is not easy to endure while on this side of heaven? Well, is it easy to be a Christian? It's never been easy on this side of heaven since the fall into sin, and it doesn't seem to be getting any easier. But instead of throwing up our hands in despair, we need to be reminded of the fact that God has said we're going to go through much trial and tribulation while on this side of heaven, just because of life in general, sin that is in the world, and also because of our confession of faith in Jesus. I mean, there's another debate brewing. It's never really gone away, but on the subject matter of abortion, who really is in control of our body? Well, one day you're going to find out. It's the maker of heaven and earth. Better to confess that now than on the day of judgment. And there are choices, more often than not, to make before it gets to that point. Circumstances happen, no doubt. And we don't minimize that, but two wrongs don't make a right. Are you going to get pressure? There was talk about churches being boycotted today because of the issue. It's not just that issue, it's euthanasia and everything else that stands against God. Because what's at the heart of that? We want what we want, thinking that we are in control. But as we listen to the news and we experience life, we realize that we are not in control as we like to think. And so the Lord encourages us to hold on, that this is not all there is. Look who is before the throne of God. By the grace of God, through the sacrifice of His Son, through faith in Him, you will be before the throne of God. And note what you one day will be doing along with what people who are already there are doing. They're worshiping God. They're worshiping God for His salvation. Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb. They're worshiping God who has created this world for our benefit, for our good, to glorify Him through our life in this world. We're getting a foretaste of what that worship will be like. But this worship, it pales in comparison to the worship that is taking place in heaven. And they cried out in a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." All the angels were standing around the throne, around the elders and the four living creatures. They fell down on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, saying, "Amen, praise and glory and wisdom and thanks and honor and power and strength be to our God forever and ever. Amen." They're not going to be looking at their watch going, "Is it over yet?" Endless praise and glory, and you're going to go, "We can't get enough." Salvation belongs to our God. And He is worthy of worship now and will be forever. And we'll be with the saints who have gone before us and who are with us now and who are still here after we're gone. We'll be with the angels. Believers from Old Testament and New Testament will be united around the throne of God. Again from Galatians. There is neither Jew nor Gentile, neither slave nor free, nor is there male and female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. Who was before the throne of God? A great multitude that no one could count. From every nation, tribe, people, and language, they are standing before the throne and before the Lamb. What does that picture motivate us to do besides worship our God? It motivates us to carry out the Great Commission. As we pointed out last week, no one is to be counted out. So who's on your mission list? Jew or Gentile, male or female, female, slave or free, black, red, white, whatever. In Christ, we're all one. Celebrate now already. The fact that the church is not just for a specific group of people, but for all people, from all walks of life. Give thanks for the fact that the Holy Spirit calls us to repentance and to acknowledge Jesus as our Savior and to realize that we have forgiveness of sins through faith in Jesus as our Savior, and that one day, by His grace and work, we will be in heaven before the throne of God. With that incentive, God help us be busy in carrying out the Great Commission. Not getting caught up in the fact that they look like us or act like us, but sharing the gospel with people so that they can confess with us the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And they are living with God, as one day we will be living with God in the mansion of heaven. Have you thought about what that life will be like? Is it going to be boring? Far from it, right? And don't worry about drinking your beer here, because we're not for sure 100% that there won't be beer in heaven. And it won't come with a buzz. Tongue in cheek, but at the same time, too often, right, we try to picture what heaven will be like with what we know here on earth, but it's going to be even better. And keep in mind what he says, the Lamb will be at the center of the throne. He will lead them to springs of living water. And what comes with that? Never again will they hunger, never again will they thirst. The sun will not beat down on them, nor any scorching heat. It's going to be pure bliss. But in the meantime, the Lord reminds us that you're going to go through some tribulation. And it'll be different for each and every one of us. But keep looking ahead. Because when you're there, there's no regrets. And those who are there ahead of us, they're not living in regretville. They're not in the coulda, woulda, shoulda. We are for them, but they are not. So don't cry for them so much. Rather, weep for ourselves, for we who are still here. That's what we have to look forward to. So while life is not perfect now, even within the visible church, give thanks that there will come a time when life will be perfect again. In the meantime, let us celebrate the invisible church, where people from all walks of life are joined together, living for God and living with Him for all eternity. And so we say, with all the saints and angels, praise and glory and wisdom and thanks and honor and power and strength be to our God forever and ever. Amen. Please stand. The peace of God, which transcends all understanding, guard and keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. For our confession of faith this morning, we'll sing it on page 10. We all believe in one true God. Be seated. We continue with the prayer of the church. We pray, Lord God, our maker and preserver, we praise and thank you for all that you give us day after day. You have given us your precious word to nourish our souls and to protect us from the temptations of the devil, the world, and our sinful nature. Heavenly Father, we pray that you shield us from every kind of danger, sudden catastrophe, terrors of crime, and the pain of disease. Watch over those who travel by land, sea, and air. Keep our loved ones from whatever perils may threaten them. Bless our land, our people, and those who hold offices of high trust. Keep our government and schools upright and strong for the advancement of good citizenship and useful vocations, that we may enjoy your gifts of peace, security, and well-being.
Grant your blessings to every nation on earth. Where there are wars, may there be peace. Where there is hatred, let it be healed. Where there is poverty, danger, or disaster, come with
O risen Savior, grant us hearts to yield you gladly, freely of your own. With the sunshine of your goodness, melt our thankless hearts of stone, till our cold and selfish natures, warmed by you at length, believe that more happy and more blessed 'tis to give than to receive. Be with Rod and Barb Gunter, as Rod is in the hospital going through tests. As you will, Lord, help the doctors find the cause behind Rod's need to be in the hospital, and so also help them have a way to take care of it. We praise you, O God, for the gift of mothers. You have promised to be their strength and outlet during the days of raising a child. Continue to grant mothers everywhere the ability to meet their responsibilities with love, devotion, and joy. May we not take motherhood for granted or apologize for the important role they serve in this world of yours. Help them stay the course, despite a lack of praise and support from family and friends. Forgive them for times of selfishness and complaining. Refresh them with your love shown in Jesus, their Redeemer and ours. For those able to celebrate another year of grace here on earth, thank you, Lord. You have watched over them through life to this point, and we trust you will continue to have them be a blessing to us and we to them. And for those celebrating a wedding anniversary, thank you for this opportunity in their life, and continue to watch over them, helping them see the blessings in their life together. Now hear us, Lord, as we bring you our private petitions. We bring these requests before you in the name of Jesus our Lord and ask you to hear us. Take all that we have, our bodies and minds, our time and skills, our ministries and offerings, and use them to your glory.
We give ourselves to you, that we may serve you in whatever way is pleasing in your sight. Amen.
And we also pray, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
For our next hymn, you'll find it on page 13 of the bulletin.
Thank you.
We pray. O Lord God, our Heavenly Father, pour out the Holy Spirit on your faithful people. Keep us strong in your grace and truth. Protect and comfort us in all temptation, and bestow on us your saving peace through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, go in peace. Live in harmony with one another. Serve the Lord with gladness. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look on you with favor and give you peace. Picture yourself there one day by the grace of God, and may that help you through the days of tribulation here on this side of heaven. Again, a blessed Mother's Day to our mothers among us. Thank you for all that you do. May you truly see the blessings God puts in your life. Connect cards, those little blue cards there by the bulletin. If you haven't filled one out yet, please take the time to do so. Guests among us on the backside. If you'd be willing to provide some information, that'd be great. You can return them in the basket on the table there in the entryway. Appreciate that. We do have a Bible study taking place here in the church proper. We're looking at Bible passages which serve as the foundation of Handel's Messiah. So that'll start at 9:30. At 9:15, you can join our Sunday school children as they start their Sunday school with some more singing here in the church proper through the month of May. We're still doing that here in the church. Keep in mind, Joan Pearlberg's victory service will be held at the church this coming Wednesday at 11 a.m. We do have a legacy planning event. You can learn more about it in the weekly news this coming Friday evening. Come for supper. Just need to know ahead of time so we can plan accordingly for supper. We'll have it here on our campus and learn some information about estate planning and so forth. If you think you don't need a will, maybe think through that once again, especially if you have children. So there are no services or anything being sold. It's an information opportunity that'll be held here Friday night. You can see the weekly news for more information. And then to see the weekly news for other things that are going on here at church and school. Before we get to this month's edition of the Wells Connection, what we do together as our church body throughout the world so that people from every tribe, language, and everywhere can be in heaven together singing around God's throne. We have special guests among us today. We welcome our new teacher and her husband, Jody and Cam Rowe. If you want to just stand up, put you in the spotlight there. They are house hunting, so keep them in your prayers. So please meet and greet them as you can after the Wells Connection. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Wells President Mark Schrader. Years ago, Christian congregations automatically had a good reputation in their community. Today, we have to earn it. The word for that process is pre-evangelism, and it's increasingly important, especially for our mission congregations, as they build connections in new communities.
As with any new mission start, the leadership at InTown Lutheran Church in Atlanta looks for ways to reach out in our Savior's name to the surrounding community. But the usual canvassing and mailers won't connect with a population that's increasingly wary of Christians. Leaders here realized the first step is to earn the trust of their neighbors.
It's very important for churches to not only have the gospel message of Jesus to tell people if they come to hear it, but to also show what the gospel is to people.
One way members of In Town demonstrate they care is through an event called the Christmas Store. People who don't have the resources to buy Christmas presents for their families can come to the church and choose some modest gifts at no charge.
It's very hopeful, and I think that giving kids and, like, you know, adults the chance to, like, feel really hopeful during the season is important.
Not only does this event give hope to people in need, but it also gives members a meaningful opportunity to serve others face-to-face, to make a difference in the community. Because building authentic relationships is a key step to building a Christian church.
This wasn't like, oh, I have to go help at church. It was like, oh, I'm going to go hang out at church. You know, it's just a very different scenario when you really feel like you have true friendships.
When I came here and I see that everyone is so connected as a family, they care for you, they care for your kids, it just made me want to be a part of it. How can I not? I could have been anywhere today, but I wanted to be here because it's the love that brought me here, and I love it.
But how does a small mission congregation like InTown manage to put on big events with limited resources? The answer is by working in tandem with local nonprofit organizations. For example, the Christmas Store was organized by a group called the Atlanta Leadership Club. The congregation's contribution was to provide space and volunteers, with the Leadership Club doing the rest.
So rather than reinvent the wheel and do something that really isn't our wheelhouse as a church, I mean, we're here to preach the gospel, by working with somebody that knows how to do these things well, we're able to do it in a positive way, and we're also able to connect people to the gospel faster.
The volunteers are a mix of church members along with unchurched people who are looking for opportunities to help others. Often, it's these non-member volunteers who see Christian love flowing from the members, and they become members too.
We're going to have a number of volunteers at our event this year who have not been to our church for worship, and this is going to be the first interaction they have with InTown Lutheran Church is a service opportunity.
This approach has proven to be such a blessing that the director of Wells Christian Aid and Relief, Reverend Daniel Sims, is visiting today. Part of an effort to expand this idea across our synod.
So we're here today because we are really interested in encouraging compassion ministry in our synod. We're also providing congregations basically a template of how they might do this. We're looking for compassion ministry that's active, that gets the members of the congregation in touch with the people of their community, involved in their community.
Congregations have always been built around relationships, our relationship with Christ and each other. Today, we have to work a little harder to gain trust. And the way we do that is to show the love of Jesus.
Partnering with a local nonprofit can be a smart way for congregations to do pre-evangelism in the community. To encourage that effort, Wells Christian Aid and Relief has created the Community Care and Compassion Matching Grant Program, which offers matching grants to churches engaged in compassion ministry.